8:37 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. And it's been a busy December. It seems like it's flying by, but it's been a lot of stuff going on.
A busy year.
Busy year, yeah.
We've had, yes. And it's just, you know, coming to end of year stuff, then we're going to get busier.
Oh, so, yeah. But we're going to get a little break. A little break around the holidays, maybe, but we're ramping right up.
Let's hope we get that break, right?
Right. Well, you still got a lot to share. So we have kind of Christmas on the Plaza. We had those two weekends. How did that go?
It went great. I mean, and we're still going with the North Pole
headquarters.
Yep. We've got stuff that we're selling in there. So if you haven't got your Christmas yet, stop in. We've got hours set up for today from 4 to 6 for sure. Now, when I'm down there working, it's open. So, but you're taking a chance that it may not quite be open. So I'd hit the 4 to 6 today if you can. We've got a lot of poinsettias for the Brown Mansion fundraiser. So come on in if you haven't bought those last minute Christmas, you know, decorations or something. We've got large poinsettias and some small ones. So, we've got, you know, forged iron items from just local vendors who make things and make one-off pretty good gifts for Christmas.
Oh, so, absolutely. And be able to shop local and support the local work and everything. It is really unique to give some of these gifts that you can't find anywhere else.
Right. So, yep. Check in with us and see, you know, if we've got anything that you can use. So
we got a few more. North Pole headquarters is going to be open for a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, we'll be open, you know, limited hours next week too, up until a certain point. I mean, if somebody just wants to call me, we can accommodate. So,
okay, good deal. Yep. Also, we have some exciting news from Coffeeville Reawakening, right?
We do. We had applied for a grant from Union Pacific to do a little bit more work on the gathering space over here at the UP Park. And we were informed that we did receive that grant. We're waiting on the press release, though. So there'll be more coming on that and what the project's going to be. But it was a significant amount. And we really appreciate, you know, Union Pacific jumping in and helping us, you know, continue with improving downtown.
Well, good. Well, looking forward to details to follow on that. So that's very exciting.
And then there's a couple other grants that we've applied for here that we should be hearing from between now and the end of the year. I think there's a lot of so hopefully we'll have some pretty good announcements here in the next couple weeks on things that we put in for.
That's great. Yep. That's just really awesome.
Anything to help Coffeeville, right?
Yes, just chipping away, moving forward.
Yep.
We still have another weekend and then a day after that of Brown Mansion Candlelit Tours, right?
That's the big thing coming up, yeah. I worked it last Sunday, and I mean, it's just beautiful out there. So I think we've sold almost 1,200 tickets to the event.
Wow,
so,
that's great.
This next weekend and the Friday after, there's still a lot of tickets left, but don't wait. I think we've sold over half for each one of the shows. There's one of the times is down to like 22 tickets left.
Okay, so, get on it.
Yep. So
there's a limit of 100 per tour time.
100, so. And it really makes it really nice to go in and not be overcrowded or anything. And we have noticed that the people that are coming through are people that we don't know. So there's a lot of Tulsa, Wichita, you know, Joplin people, out-of-towners coming in. So if you've got your family in town for the holidays, the tour on the 23rd would be a great time to take them out and show off the city. So
yeah, I know lots of people there. They're maybe coming to grandma and grandpa's house for holidays or that sort of thing. So this is, if you're, instead of having them sit around the living room looking at their phones, get them out and get them to look at some really, really cool history here in Coffeeville. You know, really, really cool elegance.
Right. And to get your ticket, you can go to CoffeevilleHistory.com, or the Chamber is selling them in person, so you can walk in down there and get them, or you know, come into the North Pole Market, and I can get you set up and get tickets for you. So
excellent.
Yep, and we do want to thank everybody who's participated in Christmas on the Plaza, Brown Mansion Tours, everything that supports, you know, the arts and things that we've got going on downtown. So,
and
all the sponsors.
Driving by the mansion, I mean, they got all lights all over the place, and obviously that took quite a bit of time just to put those up. You know, that's a lot of decorating to do.
It is. We did have a couple that just pulled in Sunday night because they saw the lights and they were wondering what was going on, pulled in and loved the tour.
Good. So. Excellent.
And then there's always music going on. You know, I was going to look it up, but I didn't. Who's performing this weekend and everything, but piano music. I think we've got a harpist coming in.
Nice.
So
that's great.
You don't want to miss it. I mean, it really makes the season.
Yes. Yes, it does. So we're really lucky to have that.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to volunteers. I'm sure you're always looking for them too.
We are. And being the end of the year, you know, if you're retired, if you've got a little bit of time, if you're a student at the college or something and have a day that you're not doing anything, come down and get with us because we can find something for you to do. We do need volunteers at the Dalt Museum. Brown Mansion can always use more. Just all across town, we're always looking for someone to help.
And it is really fun. You know, people don't realize, you know, as when you're a volunteer, you get to participate in stuff that maybe, you know, the public doesn't always get to do. You get to kind of some access to things, and that's just fun. You know, I worked at the submarine there in Little Rock, and we got to go in all sorts of nooks and crannies of that. And that was just a volunteer thing. So there's always, you know, just getting out of the house, you know, having a reason to break up your day a little bit. It is great.
And talking about your town or the history to somebody coming in from out of town, it's great. I'm really surprised working at the Dalt Museum of the people out of town and from overseas that come through, and specifically looking at the Dalt Museum to come through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had Dalton Defender Days. We had folks from France here. I mean, we had all over the place. So it's a really big deal. We have something special here, and we definitely want to be able to share that. And I always enjoy, you know, wherever I am, you know, sharing that with other people.
Yes.
You know, bringing people in and showing it off. I think it's just great.
And, you know, to train our volunteers down there, you don't need to know anything. We'll tell you everything you need to know. But I will tell them, just walk the exhibits, look at them and read. You know, it's very interesting and gives you something to do.
There's a lot to soak in there.
Right.
That's good.
And if you are a nonprofit organization and you're looking for some extra money for your budgeting or something, we do have a weekend opened that at the Dalt Museum to run it for the weekend, and then we pay your organization for, you know,
that's a great
time.
That's a great option because not all the organizations have a really, you know, their own fundraiser or that sort of thing. So if people are interested in volunteering, what's the best way to go about doing that?
They can call the museum or they can call my number 620-252-5861. Check in with the chamber. I mean, everybody in town knows that, you know, just we're collecting a list for volunteers. So
excellent.
Yep.
Well, Denise, I also want to give you a big thanks for letting the Ham Radio Club meet at the Reawakening headquarters there. I mean, I think that's really going to help us move forward. You know, we've already got a class set up for people interested in getting their ham radio license and that testing date. I think that's just really going to help because we've already had, I mean, people calling in who are interested in getting signed up for that class and getting their tests taken. So I think it's really going to help the area.
I think it's just great. You know, the more organizations that we have, it's quality of life when people want to move to a town. So what are you offering? So this is just another club that somebody could join and you know, get interested in.
Help enrich our community. I think there's a lot of interest in, you know, people like technology and be able to communicate and that sort of thing. And it's just fun. You know, I think it's the world's greatest hobby. I'm biased.
Okay.
But it is
well,
a really
we enjoyed having
hobby.
You guys in. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We want to thank you again. So, we still have you a couple more weeks here, I think, in the month of December. Of course,
yes.
You know, I know people are busy around the holidays and that sort of thing, but I look forward to chatting again. Denise, anything else you want to share for us today?
No, I want to remind you about the 16-inch, if you know, the records that we have down there.
Thank you. So I do need reminders.
Yes.
I do need my reminders, so I will write that down. Yep. I'm working on that. So there's always some sort of project.
Yeah, we found some vintage records, right, that look like they're baseball or something that from NBC, but we have no way to play him.
Yeah.
And of course, James knows everybody. And
I'm going to call my guy in Parsons. He may be listening right now.
Yeah, so to see if there's any way to get them maybe recorded so we'll know what's on them.
Yep.
Hate to lose those. So.
Exactly. So, yeah, we don't want to lose it. Always trying to preserve the history, even though sometimes it feels like you're grabbing at sand.
Right.
So, all right. Well, Denise York, Coffeeville Reawakening, always appreciate having you on. Very much a pleasure to talk again today.
Thank you.
All right. Look forward to next week. And we have Open Line on the way here on the Mighty 690. So keep it here.